Back to Brad and John.
92.9 KISM.
All right. Hold on there, Sandy. Now, Sandy's got information on something that Sandy lives in Victoria, British Columbia, and he called us to tell us about something he saw on TV.
Maybe he heard some Whidbey Island 911 this
morning. With regard to 911 calls. Okay, now what did it say? What did they say in the report?
It said 2 million 911 calls last year in BC.
Yeah.
And so you never run out of a market for 911 calls.
Well, how many people live in British Columbia?
Five million people. 5.5 million people. It's like every other person.
Yes, you make it a 911 call.
Yeah.
If you didn't make one, in other words, if you didn't make one last year, you'll make one this year out there. Okay,
yeah,
did it say how many of them were legit?
No, they didn't. I'd like to hear some of those ones.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Sandy.
Yeah,
it's got to be.
I got the story. He's right.
I bet like 95% of them are not even legit 911 calls. I bet that goes in any community. Nine out of 10 calls are not even emergency worthy that the 911 people get. I mean, you read these logs, the newspapers print them.
Yes.
It doesn't mean the smaller town newspapers print them. And you can see that. It's not just Whidbey Island, in British Columbia, it's everywhere.
There's
man.
A story here right underneath the one about the 2 million calls in 2021. Here are BC's most ridiculous 911 calls of 2021. According to Ecom, they put those in there. The barista mixed up their coffee order. A pedestrian was splashed on the sidewalk, requesting a COVID test, wanting to know where they could vote during the federal election, looking for weather updates, directions, wondering why the bus wasn't coming.
Yeah.
Reporting a messy roommate.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Doesn't matter that the... Doesn't matter what side of the love border you're on.
Yeah. I actually made a 911 call for the first time in my life this year at the radio station.
That's right.
It was it was a legitimate emergency. There was some dude, this was at 4 o'clock in the morning, I come in here. There's a car parked in our parking circle or roundabout thing right in front of the building. And there's a dude in the car, and it looks like he's like passed out or sleeping or something. But it doesn't look good. It doesn't look right. Doesn't look good. And I don't want to. I'm sizing it up from a distance. Like I'm not going to rap on that window. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's up with that guy. So I called 911, and then they came out. Sheriff's Department, I think, came out. And the guy was all messed up.
I guess the only crime he had is that he wanted to hear some Genesis.
Nah, they had to bring an EMT out. Yeah. He was jacked up on something or other. But so I made a legitimate 911 call. And I'm one for one in my life. Emergency 911 calls I made that are actual emergencies. I wonder if there were some like old people at the Mariners game Sunday in California who called 911. When the Angels and the Mariners were fighting,
I met a guy
in the stands called 911.
I met a guy the other day.
Get the cops on the field.
When we were giving away tickets, last time we gave away some Mariner tickets, it was against the Angels. And this guy ends up winning tickets, and he says, I'm going to take my grandson. I'm originally from California. My Angels are my favorite team or whatever. Anyways, he comes up to the remote yesterday and says, hey, thanks for the tickets and all that. Yada, yada, yada. And I said, how about that fight they had with the Angels? And he goes, oh, some of my friends were there. They have season tickets. And they said, they just got up and walked out and said, I'm not putting up with this mess. And just figured I'd come back tomorrow. You know, see the next game or
they
whatever.
They left during the fight?
Yeah, they said, I'm not putting up with this. This is crazy.
I'm not putting up with it.
They didn't want to be part of, like, the fight or if it
spilled were
over into the crowd or whatever.
It's going to go into the crowd.
You know.
Oh, okay. Well, I found that the most interesting point of the season so far.
The crowd was cheering them on. The crowd was going bananas.
Yeah, nobody's going to get really hurt. Well, I guess a couple guys did end up going on the disabled list. But, you know, did you see any blood? I mean, I think there were some fractures. There may have been some fractures.
And the Angels got that red on their uniform. It's hard to tell.
Yeah.
Some of it was blood.
Wasn't that bad. But back to the fighting songs. thanks for your suggestions. This hour, it's the playlist is all fight tunes. Brad and John at KISM.
This one's dedicated to Anthony Rendon's face.
Yeah, courtesy of Jesse Winker. Boom, boom, out go the lights.